T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And let's go out to Glenview up north, and let's pick it up with Dave. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the score.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, the Ricketts are businessmen, and why they're keeping Madden around, I don't know. I would have dumped him a long time ago because, the Wrigley Field is a gold mine. It's the world's largest tavern, and the Ricketts made a real wise decision of buying this pile, okay? And what happened? Madden takes him to the World Series and then says, play hard, party hard. And who saved the game the other night? The only non-drinker on the team. KB blasts one.
Hey, Dave, I don't know where you're going with this. We're talking about Joe Madden and his future, and you're talking about drunks.
Yeah, well, he's drinking in a dugout, too.
No, he's not. All right, that's enough of that. Let's move on.
I have heard that guy with Les. He is convinced that it all comes down to who's boozing and who's.
Good morning, Les. Great show. Play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
For 2 years.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. I want to thank everyone. Thanks to everyone that helped us out today. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thanks for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. And thanks to Dustin for not being around, but still being around. And thanks to our guy, Kevbo.
Barbecue Bob.
And don't forget Ray. God, Ray.
Yeah, this is a black cat.
That's what we call him. He's just good luck for all of us. And Sean Anderson jumping in today and helping out.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
No, Sean was very good. Really appreciate it. Kind man. And now is the time where we get to welcome in Dan and Connor. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, everybody.
Morning,
to be confused with Nick or whatever that is.
No, that's different.
Why? Let me ask something. Mm-hmm. Why can people spell out Bernstein, but not McKnight?
Right.
Well, why I get Mully, why not Bernsey?
Sure.
And then you could spare the space to say McKnight instead of
really,
Nick.
Well, the show's Twitter handle is Bernstein_MCK.
Because we did run out of characters there. Let us put both our full names in. And since Dan's an HOFer, I figured I'll take the MCK. It's fine. But really, there is enough space on that whiteboard for for the Nigget.
The way they write the M, it looks like an N.
Well,
it looks
teased incorrectly last week that Nick Shepkowski was going to be co-hosting, and that was not the case.
You think it's because I'm Scottish? You think I'm getting short shrift because I'm half Scottish? Like, is that a thing?
Maybe so.
I don't know.
People hate the Scots.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, another case of anti-Scottish bias in Chicago
off.
Radio.
We've been thrown away.
There's the real Scotland now.
Just saying.
Hey, I'll have none of that.
Yeah.
I'll have
saying.
None of that.
Well,
we've been attacked for so long, David.
Yes, I love the Scots. Yeah. I love everything Scottish.
I bought a bottle yesterday, which I rarely do.
Scotch?
Yep.
Ooh, what kind?
I have to. I don't remember.
Well, it was single malt.
Yes, I hadn't heard of it before.
Is it a Glen?
No,
something?
It's not. Those I know. This was
play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
See what happens.
And it's the only time I ever drink. I have to be outside of. I have to be in Canada. I generally do not drink.
So
scotch.
So you drink scotch
only on this trip. Yeah.
Ardmore or Lagavulin or Lafroig.
It wasn't. I'll look it up. It wasn't one that I'd heard of.
Glenfiddich.
No, it's not one of the Highland Glens. It's not one of the Ely, Petey, Lagavulin, Lafroig. It's not Oban. It was one I hadn't heard of. It looks good.
So can I clear something up? Is it? It's Mike, the overnight caller, right? To Les and then to
Dave.
My apologies. Yeah. And it is Dave's contention that the Cubs are literally drinking in the clubhouse.
In the dugout,
all the game. Yeah, okay.
They're
in the dugout.
To win on the road.
Gotcha.
That's his contention.
Okay.
It's like the Blackhawks.
Well, I told you, if Madden insisted his players listen to your show, maybe something good would happen.
Oh, right. And they don't listen to Les's show enough. Well, that's true. They don't.
Well, especially
they don't listen
road.
To Les's show enough. That's
if
true.
He wants them listening to Les's show, they're probably not going to get the proper sleep that he thinks they're
then
already
getting.
We're talking about Joe Madden and his future, and you're talking about drugs.
Well, he's drinking in a dugout, too.
Huh.
If they're listening to less of shows because they're up boozing.
It could be. It could be. Or podcast, 670thescore.com.
That's right.
You could head to the website and just download everyone's podcast.
Wouldn't baseball be funnier if, like, you had drunk managers?
Yes.
You're blind!
Well, it was. I mean, Billy Martin.
I love you so much. No, really, I love you. No, I know what I said before, but really, I love you.
Back in 1992.
That's beautiful.
Well, there were stories. There were Hack Wilson stories. There were famous legends. Yeah.
The McCuddy's. He would run across the street and have a couple pops.
Was that true?
Innings. That was a rumor.
I mean, either it happened
was that true? It was a rumor. Okay.
I mean, it must have been true. Why would you make it up? There you go. He ate hot dogs during the break. I mean, why would that be untrue?
Have you been reading all of the Bears 100 list in the Tribune, by the way, that Will Larkin has been writing?
Yeah.
I've been reading every word every day.
Uh-huh.
And
I've read this before.
It's so spectacular. These stories about the old-time players.
They're all the archives. They're all the archive stories sort of condensed into one story.
It's actual Tribune writers and
back in 1992.
Yeah.
It's so great. This guy, William Prell, or whatever his name is, and then they're writing their memoirs and stuff that Lee Remmel thought of. And it's all these characters and the rollicking, rip-roaring the 1920s and how they were described and what they're doing.
My favorite was the one you brought us last week, right? Was it Ed O'Healy or Ed Healy, something like that?
Well, that was... No, George Trafton's hanging out with Al Capone.
Oh, no. Healy was the guy who thought that the greatest generation was soft.
Yes!
He was the guy who played in the 20s and thought
sissies
that the,
of the 40s.
Yeah, all those players that came back after the war were soft and they weren't like we were in the 19th.
Guys,
like, what are you talking about?
He was completely full of shrapnel from Guadalcanal. It's like, the guys called him a sissy.
Well, he didn't go through the Marne, so he doesn't know what it was like.
I wonder
like,
what he would think of somebody who has frostbite from cryotherapy.
I badly, badly want to get through the whole show today without having to talk too much about Antonio Brown's helmet. I don't know if we're going to make it.
How about his feet?
Love to talk. Feet, fine. Absolutely. I'm a regular Rex Ryan when it comes to the feet. But as far as the helmet goes, no.
I want to see it. I want to know how they found out he was. He apparently had it colored, right? He had it painted or something.
Is it okay to touch him again?
And it didn't look the same. So I want to know what that looked like.
Can I smell him?
What a strange fella.
But he's already relented, right?
He's coming back.
Yeah.
He's apparently, Mike Florio told us, he needs a helmet less than 10 years old, and he's trying to find one from that company.
Wow, they're like really soft.
Yeah, the company stopped 10 years ago, so it's going to be hard for him to find it.
Well, at this point, as a veteran NFLer, I mean, it's not like it's youth. I understand how the really strict rules in youth sports. I know youth hockey has to have a stand. Like, every year, like the places like Play It Again won't buy back helmets because it's almost like baby seats or strollers that they have to be up to a certain standard that changes every single year. But for a pro player, I would think it's a pretty wide range, right?
But the certification process has gotten tougher because of the health risks involved in the safety measures. And Tom Brady even has to change his... Yeah,
and Aaron Rodgers.
And Tom Brady was on EEI yesterday talking about having to change helmets, and he said he's just going to do it. It's not something you like to do, but he's going to have to do it.
But most neurologists don't believe there's any damn bit of difference.
Well,
they claim that it's peripheral vision, that the helmet comes out a little, the new helmet comes out a little bit, so you can't see as well the old helmet was back a little bit.
Sure.
That's why they like it.
I tend to think it's like netting at baseball games is something that you just get used to.
Well,
you just have to get past the initial awkwardness.
They also announced it a year ago. So for a year, it's been up in the locker room that, hey, you're going to have, if you have one of these helmets, you got to get a new helmet.
This is where I was at.
Everyone's known about it.
This is where I was at with the helmets. Yeah. Like, how do you not, if you're Tom Brady or if you're Antonio Brown, how do you not understand that you got to get on this before week one of the preseason is come and gone? It's like Carl Edwards Jr. and the delivery. Like, how do you not have that ironed out, before you show? How did you not do something with this before you knew the drop-dead date was coming around?
Yeah.
You're making too much money. You're too valuable.
You let it sneak up on you.
I would imagine he is that tonight's Hard Knocks. I'm trying to think where we are in the time lag on this. It's usually about like a 5-day
something
lag
like that.
In their edit. I'm wondering when this will show up next
be
week.
Be shocked if they address it in the way that will be satisfying.
Well, John Gruden is he gets final say.
Editorial control.
Yes.
He's the Coppola here.
Yeah.
He's the editor. I don't know. I don't know that I again, this is not it's not a documentary. It's their version of what's going on.
Yeah, it's an infomercial.
Thank you.
I still enjoy it.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, I'm all for it, but it's the very fact that the guy can take out every dumb arse thing he said seems unfair.
Or leave
think that's the best part.
Or create his own little internal political narratives negatively.
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to be protect himself. He can make somebody look bad if he wants.
That's nice.
But Antonio Brown was never going to walk away from the money that he can make this season.
Not walking anywhere with those feet, am I right?
No, that's right. Come on now. What have you today? How will you deal with the helmet issue?
I don't know if we will.
Connor will refuse to talk about it.
We'll start. I got a little information from a Cubs source regarding what is going on in this the volleying back and forth. Well, not back and forth, but with Joe Maddon saying what he said. I know that there has been some reaction from some people at the Cubs, and it's not necessarily good reaction when I talk at length about that. Kevin Fishbane will give us the latest on the Bears. They waived a wide receiver today. He will join us at 10, midday midway at 10:40. And Joe Sheehan will be moved to 11 today to talk baseball.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.